Let's continue with our retrospective look at the musical Gypsy, which is being revived on Broadway in a new production starring Bernadette Peters. We now turn to Angela Lansbury. She took on the role of Mama Rose in the 1973 London production of Gypsy, shortly before originating the role of Mrs. Lovett in Stephen Sondheim's Sweeney Todd. Terry spoke with her in 2000 when she was about to receive the Kennedy Center honor for her life's work. Here's Lansbury in the role of Mama Rose singing Some People from a production that opened 30 years ago this month.
Anybody who stays home is dead. If I die, it won't be from sitting. It'll be from fighting to get up and get out. Some people can get a thrill knitting sweaters and sitting still. That's okay for some people who don't know they're alive. Some people can thrive and bloom living life in the living room. That's perfect for some people of 105. But I at least gotta try. When I think of all the sights that I gotta see, at all the places I gotta play, all the things that I gotta be at, come on, Papa, what do you say? Some people can be content playing bingo and paying rent. That's peachy for some people, for some humdrum people to be. But some people ain't me.
Let me ask you about the British production of Gypsy, in which you played Gypsy Rose Lee's mother. The role originated on Broadway by Ethel Merman. Mm-hmm. And you were asked to do this in England by Arthur Lawrence, who wrote the book and directed the British production. Mm-hmm. You knew Merman's work. I assume you probably saw her on Broadway in Gypsy. How did you feel about taking on a role that she had done?
I was completely nonplussed. I said no. In 1972, when Barry Brown and Arthur and Fritz Holt, Barry's partner, asked me to do Gypsy in London, I said, you've got to be kidding. I said, I could no more approach that role, having treasured the recording of Ethel Merman singing Rose. I know what's required here, and I know what a absolutely tremendous, overpowering role it is, and I don't think I'm up for it. I mean, and then as the year went by, Arthur really got at me, and he said, Angie, he said, Rose, I wrote Rose as a great character. It's an enormous acting role. We want you to, we know you can sing it as far as your own rendition of the songs. We want your dramatic input. We want the role to be played by an actress, and we would really encourage you to do this. So I said yes. But it took me a year.
Well, I should mention that in Craig Zaden's book about Stephen Sondheim, Arthur Lawrence really praises your interpretation of this role. And he says, with no disrespect to Merman, it's the first time that the number Rose's Turn was done the way it should be. It's hair-raising, and it's because Angie's an actress. I know of no one else in the musical theater who can sing as well as she does and be the actress that she is. So I'd like to play part of Rose's Turn, and this is, you know, toward the end of Gypsy. You've been the stage mother, you know, throughout your life, and Gypsy Rose Lee has become your daughter has become a famous stripper, but you're wondering, when's it your turn? When's it your turn to be on stage and to be before the lights? So you're on stage in front of an empty theater and singing your number. And anything else you want to say about it before we hear it?
No, except to say that it's one of the most rewarding pieces of musical theater to perform there is, and one of the hardest.
Well, if this isn't an example of singing the scene, as the way you put it, I don't know what it is. What is? Here's Angela Lansbury.
Why did I do it? Why did it get me? Scrapbooks full of me in the background.
give them love, and what does it get you? What does it get you? One quick look, 'cause each of them leaves you all your life, and what does it get you? Thanks a lot, and out for the garbage. They take bows, and you're batting zero. I had a dream. I dreamed it for you, June. It wasn't for me, Hurley. And if it wasn't for me, then where would you be, Miss Gypsy Rosalie? Well, someone tell me, when is it my turn? Don't I get a dream for myself? Starting now, it's gonna be my turn. Gangway world, get off of my runway. Starting now, I bat a thousand. This time, boys, I'm taking the bows, and everything's coming up.
Angela Lansbury, doing that number must have been exhausting. I mean, it seems like it would be so emotionally depleting. Forget everything that it does with your throat, but just the emotion of it. What was it like right after that number on stage?
People ask me that often, and I must say, when people would come backstage after the performance, they would be in tears. I would be drinking a glass of water and breathing a big sigh of relief. I never allow the emotion of a scene, if possible, to get to me. This is not true always, but in that case, I was doing it 8 performances a week, you have to understand, and I could not allow it to intrude into my own emotional state. So I could do it. It's a technique. It is a technique, and that's acting. And people don't really always believe this, and some people are absolutely drained and washed out, and they sit in their dressing rooms for hours after having done Rose's Turn, I'm sure, and say, I don't know whether I can leave the theater. But I was not one of those people. To me, when it's over, you know.
Angela Lansbury speaking with Terry Gross in 2000. She played Mama Rose in the 1973 London production of Gypsy.